This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, March 2nd, 2011. And fans, this is playoff hockey. Fifth year in a row for the El Paso Rhinos. These guys are out to bring the Western States Hockey League's Thorn Cup to El Paso, Texas. And the action starts Friday night in a game against Tulsa. It's best 2 out of 3 this weekend against the Rampage. Win 2 in a row, and Tulsa goes home after Saturday. We got a hold of some of the guys, and let's head out to the phones right now to take a look at the big playoff event from the view of the El Paso Rhino player. And we're on the phone now with El Paso Rhino's defenseman, Vinny Bone. Vinny, this is your second playoffs with the El Paso Rhinos. You're the guy back behind the blue line. You're the defenseman. You see the whole sheet of ice out in front of you as the charge starts or as you're defending those guys coming at you. What will be your focus in playoffs?
Focus on playoffs, make sure the other team doesn't score. You know, if they're coming down speed, force them line. You know, battle in the corner and then get the puck out to our wingers and, you know, get on the attack. And when I get the puck, you know, hopefully, you know, find an open winger or centerman and get the puck to them as soon as I can so we can go down and score.
What about the intensity? You know, I've been talking to the guys, and I'm getting a sense that there's a special intensity when you get into the practices or that practice week going into the first playoff games. What about that intensity, Vinny? Tell us more about what you experienced this past week here in El Paso.
You know, the regular season, you know, is bearing on anybody, and you know, if you miss a pass like in practice during the year, you know, you don't get on the guy as much, you know. But you know, this weekend, you know, it's 3 games. You know, that's that 3, and you've seen the. Get on guys a little bit more about catching that pass or, you know, hitting the net or just little things like that, you know, and, you know, you want to push each other as much as you can. And, you know, I think by, you know, doing those things, the, you know, little things can, you know, help out in the game.
You've had the experience of playing against Tulsa a number of times. I think you would agree with me. They always have revenge on their mind. When they come to El Paso, something special happens with this team. Yourself, based on what you've seen, what Tulsa can do, what are you going to do to step up the cost a little bit more for this weekend?
We got to jump on them early. You know, some of the great games that I've played here in El Paso come on as far as last year. You know, they get on us pretty early, but we always find a way to win. And like you said, like they always have revenge on their minds because they think they always get on top of us. And they're a tough team. Like, they're a meat and potatoes team. They'll dump it in. They'll crash and bang and go into the dirty areas. And, you know, they're not afraid to mix it up. And I think for us, we need to jump on them, you know, as soon as we can and, you know, drive the puck wide and use our speed to our advantage.
Lots of times, Vinny, we see you calling some shots from back behind the blue line. For the fans coming in just for playoff hockey, if you were to talk to them as to what to watch for in a defenseman in a playoff situation, they're going to keep an eye on that number two guy, Vinny Bone. What would you tell them to be watching for in the play this weekend?
I would tell them to probably just watch along the boards, you know, board play and win the battles. And, you know, you're probably going to see a lot more cross checks and elbows and trips and hooks and stuff, you know, any... Like, guys will do anything to get, you know, just a little bit of an edge over, you know, the other guy. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit faster, I think, a little bit tougher, a little bit meaner. And if I was to tell a fan, I'd probably tell him, you know, you're probably going to see a good game.
And around the line now with El Paso Rhinos defenseman Tyler Benson. Tyler, third year in El Paso, third year you're going to the playoffs. What are your thoughts? The whole shooting match starts this weekend with Tulsa.
You know, it's just like every other year. You know, we're preparing the same way that we would any other weekend. You know, we just look at it as another set of games. You know, you can't really get too hyped up for all this stuff. You just got to remain calm and just do what you do best and just play our game.
You know, you're talking about playing your game. Let's talk about the intensity of the practices this week. You came off that big weekend with Boulder, you know, two out of three the weekend before that. What about the intensity this week and the focus of the practice?
You know, it really hasn't been much different than every other week that we prepare for. You know, coach always stresses the high tempo. You know, the way you practice is the way you're going to play. So kids really take that to heart. You know, when you go into practice, you know, you're going in there with 100% effort all the time and the mentality that this is preparation for the game and, you know, you can't take it as a joke. You got to take everything seriously.
When you're talking about taking everything seriously, it's really a story of attitude is what you seem to be describing. The new guys, the younger guys, what are you telling them in terms of the mental preparation for the playoffs?
You know, we haven't really gone over it that much. You know, I think most of the guys just look to the veteran leadership and see how we respond in situations that really call for us to step up. You know, so they've really been learning all throughout the year. You know, every game that we play, mentality is extremely high. You know, we play every game as if it's our last and if it were playoffs. We've been preparing all season for these moments. So, I mean, the team's really prepared as a whole. So we're extremely excited and ready to go this weekend.
Well, over the years, and you've been on the team, as I said, 3 years, Tulsa's a bit of an arch rival. They've been there in this league with the Rhinos since day one of the Rhinos' existence. What would you be telling fans? Fans go down to the Ice House this weekend. They're going to see you guys in action. What should they be watching for in terms of Rhino execution going into the big playoffs?
Well, it's going to be a really physical game, like every other weekend, so they can expect tons of big hits. You know, we're going to be finishing every single check that we get the opportunity to. Tons of shots on net, which means lots of goals and lots of excitement for the fans. You know, I know they love that stuff. Potentially a couple fights. You know, you never know what's going to stir up each weekend. So, you know, you can just expect high-level hockey with all the little things done right, especially on our end. You know, just finishing all of our hits, tons and tons and tons of shots, and the work ethic is really going to be stressed. So we're going to be flying out there.
And we're on the phone now with El Paso Rhino team captain Garrett Poland. And Garrett, you've gone to the playoffs before, but something is different this year. You are the captain. Let's talk about the responsibilities. Let's talk about how you're going to help this team make it all the way to the championship. What's the word?
The word is I'm just going to, you know, play how I practice and hopefully show the guys what we need to be doing on the ice. So that's my plan, you know, leadership on the ice.
When you're talking about working with the guys, you get into that playoff environment. You've been there before. There's a whole lot of distractions. So how do you kind of help coach the team and to make sure they are still focused despite all the excitement, the parents, the fans, the media, and everything else going on?
I mean, coach does a really good job of it. I mean, we got to take it one period at a time, 20 hits, 20 shots every period. That's our goal, so that's what we shoot for.
In terms of the practices this past week, from the team captain's viewpoint, how have they gone? Where's the emphasis?
Emphasis, I would say, is on our D zone right now. We just got to tighten that up a little bit, but we're doing really good this week. We're firing on all cylinders, feeling pretty good about ourselves.
In the sense of execution in the playoff, what about at this point, the passing, the checking? To what extent are you happy it's where it needs to be and that the guys will be totally focused this weekend when Tulsa comes in? And you know it. You've played against Tulsa for several years. They always come in to try and upset you guys.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're firing on all cylinders. We're feeling good. I mean, those are little things, the shooting and the passing, so I think once things start going well, we'll be all right. So,
well, as we both know, the season, at least in El Paso, is drawing to a close. I think everybody wants 3 weekends in March, and you included. For those fans coming out to see championship hockey, what's different about what they'll see on the ice? And if a fan came up to you and said, "Hey, Captain, What do you want me to watch for this weekend when you guys play Tulsa? What would you tell them?
That'd be our teamwork, our intensity. We don't stop for anything. It doesn't matter if we get down. We keep our heads up, and we always go hard. I mean, we finish every check, and, you know, we're a very well-prepared team, I feel.
That is Garrett Poland, captain of the El Paso Rhinos. And fans, a reminder, 7:30 on Friday, 7:30 on Saturday, the puck drop, 2 out of 3 against Tulsa. If it goes to 3, 5:30 on Sunday. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you there. Big weekend, lots of fans. Get your tickets early. Plenty of good seats available, but there's going to be a crowd. So saying all that, it's playoff hockey, and you are listening to Rhino Hockey.